There were airstrikes from Jordan into Syria today as Jordan responded to national calls for revenge as the king promised more direct action against ISIS and as Jordan has begun to take a higher profile in the international coalition since the death of their pilot at the hands of ISIS. That higher profile is something the U.S. has been urging for quite a while. Joining us now is Rhonda Habib. Rhonda is the author of Hussein and Abdullah Inside the Jordanian Royal Family. She is a journalist based in Jordan for Agence France-Presse. Rhonda, welcome to The Takeaway.
Thank you.
What is the feeling, the sense of the nation today?
As you know, a sense of deep sorrow and shock, and that with calls for revenge. And now things are sinking in. But today there was a premiere, if I can say. Jordanians have announced officially that they launched airstrikes against ISIS. And this is coming after the pilot was killed. And obviously, it was really one of the answers that Jordan is going to have. The king happened to be paying condolences in Karak, which is a city in the south of Jordan where the pilot family lives. And while he was there, those planes who had carried at dawn the operations flew over Karak, from Karak to Amman. And the king, as I personally heard from witnesses, told the father of the pilot, Muaz Kasasbe, "You hear those planes? Those planes were sent to hit those who have killed your son."
Is the Jordanian military capable of confronting ISIS head to head?
It's very difficult to say. I mean, the Americans have been hitting ISIS and other countries of the coalition for so long. They seem to be mushrooming everywhere. But what the king has said yesterday and what the Jordanians are saying, first of all, let me explain that the Jordanians are in the coalition since September, but they have been very low key about it because there was a kind of a movement of rejection and criticism in the street. People thought that ISIS may be in neighboring countries, but ISIS is not in Jordan, hasn't occupied Jordan. So why should we open a war with Jordan? Now, because of ISIS actions, Jordanians, at least until today, have moved from this position. And they're saying, well, this is a war that came home. They killed one of ours, so we want revenge. The acceptance of Jordan being in the coalition is today bigger. That doesn't mean that this will last for a very long time. Emotions are now influencing the decisions and the opinions. Now, Jordan is one of the best countries in the Middle East for information, for knowing who is where, for having elements infiltrating ISIS and Al-Qaeda in the past. That is true. However, militarily, the equipment and the planes that Jordan has are very old equipment. And a lot of people think that when Muaz Kasasbe was caught by ISIS, it's because there was some kind of a technical failure in the jet that he was flying.
You describe the intelligence expertise of the Jordanians, which is well known. And if you go back to the Black September period in the 1970s, the Jordanian intelligence services and the paramilitaries of the Jordanian military were feared throughout the region. And I'm wondering if we're returning to that sort of time, that level of aggression.
Well, this was a different intelligence because Black September, the Palestinian fighters were inside Jordan and trying to create a state within the state. But the Jordanians have proved that they can have intelligence all over. After September 11, the Americans and the Jordanians intelligence have worked very much together. And I think that the Jordanians were able to identify a lot of the terrorists that were arrested by the United States. So I think their work now is, after 45 years, their work is more regional. And a lot of Gulf Arab countries depend on Jordan for intelligence because the country is central geographically. And also because, they've had several years, decades of experience. Now, in the ranks of the jihadists, whether it was Al-Qaeda or the founder of ISIS, which was a Jordanian, Abu Mus'ab al-Zarqawi, killed by a joint operation between the Jordanians and the Americans in 2006. He was bombed in Iraq. So it is accepted as an information that Jordanians have infiltrated those groups. So in that sense, Jordan has the capacity at least to help destroy ISIS.
Does Jordan have the capacity to absorb the refugees on a continuing basis? That's been the main impact of ISIS on Jordan in producing a huge refugee population coming out of Syria, and it's also from the civil war as well.
Absolutely not. Jordan cannot take more refugees. If you look at it from the human side, absolutely refugees should come. Again, this is a curse for the geography of Jordan. Jordan had refugees from Iraq after the two wars. Jordan now has all those refugees from Syria, just because they are at the doors of the country. But the population of the refugees now, the proportion of the refugees in Jordan is 20% of the population. This is becoming too much. And who are the refugees? Not all of them are just refugees. Some of them could be having other intentions. So I think the situation for Jordan now, who has declared an open war with ISIS, who has for the first time made it public internally in Jordan that they are conducting airstrikes against ISIS. Jordan has to watch very carefully what will happen internally, because ISIS, as I said, is not an army and it mushrooms everywhere. They could have sleeping cells, whether in Jordan, like they have in Europe, like they had in Paris. They could have sleeping cells who will also try to take revenge from Jordan for being part of the coalition.
Rhonda Habib is a journalist based in Amman, Jordan, for Agence France-Presse. Thanks so much, Rhonda.
You're welcome.
The FCC is poised to regulate the internet in some way. What do you think? Grand Prairie, Texas, the internet is no longer a luxury. It is a day-to-day necessity, and those who have no access to it are very disadvantaged. It needs to be equal and open to all.
This is Tish in Charlotte, North Carolina. I think that net neutrality is a waste of money. I think that we'll all end up paying more in the end, and some people need faster service and some don't. Why pay for what you don't need?
Who do you trust? 877-8-MY-TAKE.
Support for The Takeaway comes from LegalZoom. For over 10 years, providing solutions for business owners to get legal help, including corporate filings, legal plans featuring attorney contract review, and tax advice. Legal help is at LegalZoom.com.
NYC Now delivers breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. By sponsoring our programming, you'll reach a community of passionate listeners in an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to learn more.